You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Ruby Mountain is a singer, songwriter, and producer from Oakland. She grew up performing traditional Afghan songs with her father, while also experiencing all of the soul, R&B, and hip-hop that the Bay Area had to offer. Her latest project is called Full Moon, and it combines field recordings and electronic drum machines to make songs that she recorded outside during full moon cycles. Let's meet her in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
My name is Ruby Mountain, and I'm a singer, songwriter, producer.
Waking up today, I can't greet the sun. My eyes are numb, my hands are broken.
It's meditative to like lay down a beat and then wait and then lay down the next track and the next track. And depending on what space you're performing in, people will receive it well or not, you know? So I think a challenge has been as an artist is to really just be clear about my intention and the success that I'm having as an artist growing and just being in that space. Because for me, music and producing live, it's like I get to make the frequencies for everybody to feel, right? And that's like with anything, with like a guitar, like a bass, but it's like a collage, like building this collage for people, and you get to this point where together and everyone can feel it. And it's a lot of fun to be in interaction with people who enjoy seeing the build-up process. And also it's cool, too, to hear people who are like, I liked it once they got to, like, a minute, you know?
The system is broken. When will it break for us? The system is broken. When will it break for us? It's gonna break for justice.
My dad is a wonderful singer and also a harmonium player, and I grew up listening to my father sing Afghan songs from Ahmed Zaire to playing with Kabir Hawaida and also classical Afghan songs. And the biggest impact my father had on me with my music is being able to witness him move the audience to tears or laughter just from song and performance. He taught all of us kids to sing and perform. My sister sang first. She learned the Afghan songs. Then my brother was born and he learned tabla. And then for me, it was performing with him vocally, and also I would play on the harmonium, but not during performances. It was mostly just during rehearsal and my own time. The Full Moon Project is very dear to my heart. I created a single for 5 full moons, and I decided to do that because during that time I was going to a lot of different ceremonies and thinking a lot about hearing stories about the moon from my father and how they would go, you know, to the mountains to have a mela picnic under the full moon with his family, and thinking about how my mother and I used to go watch the moon at night. And just really, I was living on a boat at the time too, and so seeing the moon, how that impacted the tides and all the creatures around, I think I just kind of fell into the mix.
Baby, bring the light, bring the light, baby, bring the light.
It was like, okay, now I'm in this cycle of like thinking about the moon cycles, so I'm really interested in seeing what it would be like to decide to make a single for each moon and just ride that energy. Each moon was different, and I wanted to release a vibration into the world on each full moon that other people could relate to and that I found for myself to be healing. And I have to tell you, the moon is really magical. Each time I released a song, there was something really surreal and wonderful that happened with in relation to the lyrics of the song.
Baby, we are light. I'm gonna take my time. Enjoy in my life.
Everyone has a different opinion, right? There's some people that are like, oh, you're not making anything that's related to being Afghan at all. You know, and then other people are like, wow, like I heard the way you bent that tone. It reminds me of like this song, you know? And yeah, it's interesting because I feel like I'm coming from a place where I'm not singing classical songs. I'm not releasing those, you know, right now. But I am taking on the experience of being in a family that creates music, you know, and how that's been passed on to them. And before that, it was passed on to them. So I am taking on the tradition of creating new sonic spaces and also poetry that's in relation to today, which is something that my ancestors did. So even though it may not be in the traditional sense, like, I know that it's something that I'm continuing to do. For me, I know that this gift that I have to write lyrics and hear melodies and perform comes from my ancestors, and that they've been storytellers. So this idea of connecting to music goes down my lineage. And so for me, I feel like I know that I'm just in the next phase of completing it or expanding it. You know, because the way that my father does it, the way that my grandmother did it, completely different situations and hardships and whatnot. So music is very spiritual for me, and I'm continuously open to what it is that I'm supposed to be creating in the moment. And what, like, what's the cosmic download? You know, what does my heart, my spirit, my ancestors, the guides want to say? And I'm just like the intermediary.
That was Oakland artist Ruby Mountain. You can hear more of her music at kalw.org. And that's also, by the way, where you can subscribe to our podcast. That piece was produced by Beau Walsh.
What you're-